Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Model Sarah Morrissey is with me here on the programme today, and it's lovely to chat to you again, Sarah. Thanks for joining us. You might tell listeners about a recent video you shared on your own social media account detailing some of the nasty comments you've received about your accent.
Well, to be honest with you, it's something that's been happening since I started modelling, and I've been doing it 20 years. And so whenever anybody trolls me or has anything to say to me, it's always about the way I speak. And it's always about my accent, which, to be honest, since I first started modelling, I didn't even realise I had an accent till people even mentioned it. Because I just speak how I speak. My friends speak how I speak. It's geography at the end of the day. It's just how you grow up. But my issue with it now is that 20 years later, it's still the same insult that I'm getting. And especially when we talk about the inner city, it just screams of classism.
So what kind of stuff are people saying to you?
Well, when I started, it was, you know, some of the insults were, oh, you look like Kate Moss, but you've the accent of a knack. And I just don't want to finish that word because I hate that word. You look gorgeous, but until you open your mouth. I've had people message me say that, you know, every time I do a TV interview on TV, that their teletext can't pick up my subtitles. Just the most ridiculous thing. And then the most recent one was, you know, I had to watch your video on mute because I can't stand the inner city accent.
So somebody said this to you?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always the insult about my accent. It's never about anything else.
And it's classist. It's derogatory. And it's just downright brutally ignorant, Sarah.
Well, it's just, and you know what, I've ignored it for so long. As I said, I've 20 years I've had it, and it literally does go over my head. I don't care what people say about it. But I just think it's so frustrating that 20 years later, it's something that's still being talked about. And as I said, it's, you know, people can have preferences on accents. You can have ones that you like over the other. That's not what the issue is.
No.
The issue is that when you talk about the inner city accent, it's always classism. It's always about how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to sound, or it's that initial judgment straight away.
Well, as you said, I mean, people have even commented that, you know, that they didn't nearly know where you were from until they heard you speak and how you speak. And as you mentioned, Sarah, this was never something that was in your own mind until people started to say this to you.
I'd never even thought about it.
Yeah.
It's just, and do you know what it is as well now that's really frustrating about it? Is because now I have a daughter and I have no idea if she has an accent or not. She just speaks how she speaks. So she probably speaks how I speak. And it's like, is she going to be judged immediately because of her accent? You know, like we're in every walks of life. Why does it even matter?
How frequently would you receive commentary like this?
It's usually every time I do a speaking video. But I suppose because I'm a model, people aren't used to hearing me talk. And I think I'm initially judged because they don't expect the accent. I don't know, because I never even thought I had an accent. But it's usually the minute I do a TV show or one of my speaking videos on Instagram, because obviously it's only modelling they ever see. I suppose I don't really talk that much. And then the minute I do one, this is the insult that I get.
And this is people...
Or they think it's an insult. It's not an insult to me. As I said, how I speak is how I speak. It's always how I've spoken for 20 years. But it's the fact that they perceive it an insult that they have to say it to me.
And are these direct, not that it matters, by the way, but I'm just curious, are they direct messages or are they often videos posted under maybe, you know, a reel that you might share?
It's both. They will send it under the video that I've posted. But over the years, I've seen this, you know, if I did a radio interview with yourself and you post the interview, it will be underneath them comments. Over the years, there's been loads of like social websites and stuff like that. And the insult will be written in there. Oh, she looks gorgeous until she opens her mouth. All these kinds of things.
Well, would they prefer you put on an accent? Is that like,
I mean, no idea. And to be honest with you, until I see the comment, I don't even think about it. And then I go on and live my, I don't even think about it again. Mm. I just do what I do. But it's just really, and loads of people in the comments say, you know, ignore it. Mm. And I have ignored it. It's, as I said, it's 20 years this has happened, but it's just extremely frustrating that this is still being talked about how people speak. And it's almost like what really irritates me about it is it's even a microaggression that it's expected of, say, you know, footballers, because I know loads of footballers in the public eye that speak how I do. But I know it's never said to them about their accent. But yeah, because I'm a girl and maybe because I'm a model, I'm not expected to sound how I sound.
So they've no problem sitting down the keyboard warriors and you know, leaving these kind of nasty, hateful comments about, you know, about you and where you're from and posting them on social media. I'm curious, Sarah, do any of these brave people that are hiding behind their Instagram and TikTok accounts, do they ever say this to your face? Or have they ever
Never.
Said?
Never. But they never do. People that sit behind a keyboard never say this. But this is my thing. This is why there's so much psychology about why people troll and say what they do. Mm-hmm. But as I said in the video, like I had a ma who told me I could do anything I wanted to do. I had amazing friends that always bigged me up. I had a whole community that was behind me, the best community. And I'm convinced that if these people had the exact same thing that I had growing up, they wouldn't troll people because they'd be so comfortable within themselves that they wouldn't feel the need to say something nasty to someone else.
But like, you're hugely successful at your job. I mean, you have to be one of the most successful models in the country. You're at this over, what, 22 decades, 20, guts of 25 years, former Miss Ireland. Like, you shouldn't even have to explain yourself in the first instance.
No, no, not at all. It's just, it's really stupid. Yeah. I just think it's a really stupid thing to judge someone on. And listen, we all have little judgments in our own minds. I think it's our own opinions about certain things. But to actually sit down, think it, write it and send it to someone because they think they're insulting me because of how I speak. It's not an insult, but it really frustrates me that now there's girls and people growing up that will still be insulted about something that I started being insulted about 20 years ago. It's just so ridiculous now.
Have you ever experienced or do you feel that your accent does, you know, in terms of getting jobs over the years? Because I'm just looking at some of the texts coming in from listeners, Sarah, who are telling me their stories, and I'm going to come to some of those in a moment as well. But like, this listener feels that their accent, as somebody from North Cork, they were held back over the years, they say, or they certainly feel they were, because people on panels and interview panels would have judged them for it.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think it's definitely hindered me over the years. But also in certain aspects, I'm 100% convinced it's helped me because I am more memorable because of my accent. There was no other model that sounded like I do. So I knew when I walked out of the room, they remembered who I was. But do I think when it came to certain jobs like commercials and speaking jobs, I absolutely could not even get in the room because of it.
Do you feel that it has? Sarah, fair play to you for sharing your story because, you know, it isn't easy to do that and to share that online and in social media because the unfortunate reality I know is that, you know, you're kind of opening the gates to more of this. You know, people will feel, I'm sure they'll have something to say about this today, but I actually think it's great that you're speaking out about this and you're not the only one because singer Mary Byrne is joining us as well. Stay with us, Sarah, for a few moments. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Have you ever received negative comments, Mary, about your accent?
Listen, I've received a lot of negative comments about everything. But my accent, no. I tell you, to be honest with you, being over in the UK when I was there, people seem to like the accent. They just seem to think that it was... And I never thought of myself as having a Dublin accent. I just thought of myself as having an accent, just a voice. But yes, I have been told, you know, that, you know, why do I speak the way I speak when I sing differently? Do you understand what I mean? My addiction in singing is completely different to the way I speak. I will say, like, you know, I'm going over there when I'm talking. But when I'm singing, it's there.
Yeah.
It's just because the words and the music makes it sound, you know, you automatically you sing that way. But I don't really give, you know, two hoots about what anybody thinks about my accent. I'm very proud of where I come from. I'm very proud of my voice. the way I speak, the way I handle myself in things. And, yeah. and people like young Sarah there who, you know, these trolls, I would call them, mm-hmm. you know, they're people sitting at home with nothing else to do in their lives, and jealousy is a huge thing. The one thing that stands out in my mind is not an accident. It was about when I was on the X Factor, somebody put up online, it's like looking into a toolbox when Mary Bone sings, because I had fillings. So it went from one extreme to another. They took away the fact of the accent. They didn't care about the accent. I never heard that. But it was, you know, they found something else to negate. And that's what people do. And you know, if anyone ever said to me, you've got, and sometimes I go to America, people say, what part of the States are you from? I don't sound anything like an American.
Yeah.
You know, and it's probably just, I don't understand it. I think, you know, if you have what that young girl has, Sarah, just carry it on there, darling. Forget about the trolls out there who have nothing else to do. Absolutely nothing. Probably just sitting at home with no career, nothing. You carry on, you do your thing, and be proud of where you come from. Because I think the Irish accent is actually very sexy.
And Paul in Wexford agrees with Mary, Sarah, as well. He says he just got in touch to tell us today, I could listen to Sarah speaking all day long. She just has a gorgeous, natural accent. And another listener too, Sarah, getting in touch with us to say, it's great to hear people with accents. Because now all of the kind of the younger kids and young children, they all nearly sound like they've got sort of an American twang.
Yeah, but this is the thing as well. It's like, people shouldn't even have to think about how they talk. You just talk how you talk. As I said, it's just geography. It's just where you grew up. Yeah. I speak like how I've always spoken. I speak like how my man dad speaks. You know, it's just, it's to me, it's not a big deal. And it shouldn't be something that you have to even think about. And as I said, 20 years on, it's the same thing that's been said to me. Mm-hmm. And I have a daughter. I don't want her thinking about how she talks. It's just geography. It doesn't matter where we come from, how we speak. You know, it's what makes everyone unique. We don't all look the same, act the same, and we shouldn't all sound the same.
Justine Halpin is with us, Sarah, too. Justine, you're a solicitor. You're a comedian as well. You've actually written a play about kind of working class backgrounds. I presume Sarah's story probably echoes with your own experience.
Absolutely. I completely empathise and relate to Sarah's story. So I've written a whole show about it. It's called Exhibit A, Imposter. And it's about my own experience coming from a working class background, going to Trinity College, qualifying as a solicitor, and like having to hide that part of myself to an extent. I was so conscious of my accent because I feel when people hear your accent, they make a judgment about where you're from. And then based on that, they make a judgment of who you are. And I, like, unlike Sarah, I've actually had comments made to my face about my accent.
Have you? And what would you say, Justine?
So towards the end of my qualification, I was like, right, I've got about 6 weeks or 6 months left before I qualify. They can't take this off me. So I'm going to drop the mask a little bit. I'm going to speak a little bit more Dublin. I'm going to be a little bit more comfortable in myself. And I was in work with a couple of colleagues and we were talking about like different partners that we work with. And I made a quip saying, oh yeah, I think that man must think that I'm thick. But what I meant is because I make mistakes every time he's around me because he's my boss and I'm intimidated. And one of the girls went, yeah, well, the minute he heard your accent, he thought that.
The minute he heard your accent, he thought that.
Yeah. And it was such a projection of maybe her own values or his values on me.
Probably but, like, more hers actually than anything, but
possibly, yeah. But like, I remember I just felt so small and I felt so inadequate. And I thought, like, it doesn't matter what exams I've passed. It doesn't matter. I have a degree. I have a master's. I'm just about to qualify as a solicitor. It doesn't matter what I've done. The minute I open my mouth, you think I'm less than.
Like, comedian as well. Published work. Like, what more, well, what more do these people want?
Well, this is it. Like, and it's funny because, like, my dad is from Terranure, so he would have had quite, like, I guess, a posh Dublin accent. And when I was growing up, he used to teach me this poem, and it was like, this, that, these and those. And he's so conscious of, like, me pronouncing my THs properly and stuff, because I think even he knew growing up that, unfortunately, we just live in a society where you are judged on those things.
And, you know, I often wonder, as somebody from Donegal who's in Dublin, like, I used to think initially when I moved to Dublin first that this was even more so prevalent in Dublin, that, you know, because you have the kind of this sort of the divide about, you know, the commentary around North and South Side, and there's always a big sort of an emphasis. I would have found in my own experience in Dublin about where you went to school. Like, nobody in Donegal asks where did you go to school, but it's a really
near.
I found that very hard to, like, where you went to school is one of the first questions you're asked when you moved to Dublin.
I know. Remember, I met this girl in Trinity in my first week, and she said to me, "So, like, where did you go to school?" And I didn't realise at that moment I'm being demographically profiled, right? So I was like, I went to such and such. And she was like, oh, is that fee paying? And I was like, I think my mum paid for the photocopy. And yeah, I was like, what? Like, it's such a, like, they put you into a box because they're asking what private school you went to.
And I'm sure the same thing. I have no doubt the listeners in Cork now and Galway and other parts. But I suppose I can only speak to my own experience more than yourself, Justine, in Dublin. But you're right. It is an element of... It is kind of social profiling, isn't it?
100%, yeah. And then, like, based on that, they're making judgments about your character and thinking you're less intelligent or less competent or whatever it might be. And it's just completely untrue and completely unfair.
Loads more texts coming in, you know, about this today, and people talking about the subtle way that it shows many members of society's prejudice against, you know, other areas of society as well. Aoife Moore is with us too, Justine. Aoife is the editor of Joe.ie. Like, Aoife, you've spoke to us before about this and the kind of commentary that you've received.
Yeah, and I think the commentary I receive is very close to that. All Our Lady, sorry, Mr. Name, they're from the inner city. Mine is very based around class. I'm from Derry City. I talk like I'm from Derry City and I'm very proud of it. But when people hear my accent, they assume a lot of things about me that may or may not be true. I obviously did not go to a fee-paying school because they don't have those in Derry. But they're, you know, as I've said before, I top of my game as a journalist. I'm a best-selling author and I would go on primetime. I would go on The Tonight Show and people would assume that I'm sick, that I am rough, that a lot of commentary would be, she needs subtitles. There's too many Northerners. I don't like the way she talks. This is all from people in Ireland. I never get commentary about my accent outside of Ireland, other than that people really like it and they used to watch Derry Girls. That's the height of it. Yeah. But for me, it's a huge class issue. I love the inner city accent so much. My partner is actually from the inner city. And when speaking to his family and friends, they will often tell me that they tone down their accent for job interviews. And in some cases, they will not say what part of the inner city they're from. They'll say they're from, say, Drumcondra. You know, they will
nearly change the address or the location.
Oh, Andrea, I know people who are from Finglas and tell people they're from Glasnevin. Because they don't want the kind of social stigma that is attached to these places. And, you know, as the last contributor said, Dublin is the most class-obsessed place I've ever been. I lived in Glasgow. I lived in Australia. Nobody cared what my parents did or what school I went to. I have a friend that works in RTE. And when he started on the TV side of it, the amount of handwritten letters he would get from middle-aged people saying that he couldn't speak properly because he was from Finglas. You know, this isn't a young person thing. This isn't a social media thing. This is a class thing. And, like, you're from the border, I'm from the border. We're very few and far between when it comes to the national media, Andrea. There's not many of us. There's even fewer, I think, inner-city people here on the national media. And it's because of classism. You know, you'd struggle to hear a very regional accent on the national media. Now, I think RTE and Virgin especially are getting far better, but it's not representative of the country at all.
Well, I have to say, I've got to be very straight. I couldn't say my accent has held me back. I think it'd be nearly...
Yeah, that's because you're from the good side of the border and I'm not.
You know, it's funny because, like, I would actually say that over the years, my accent has probably stood to me. Because it is, you know, well, there'll be plenty of people now will send complaints in today, and, you know what, as they, I'm sure they often do, they've no problem telling me online and social media, you know, about the stick I get about being too Donegal, not Donegal enough, you don't speak this way, that way, the other way.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and look, I mean, it's people are entitled to their opinion, but I suppose it's different when it's the comment is made about, you know, you're kind of, you're, When it's a classist comment, it's very different.
For me as well, the Northern accent is seen as intimidating. I have often, and I've even talked to, you know, older professional women from the North who live in Dublin, and they've even said to me over the years, the way we say something a man usually will turn and say, all right, calm down, or don't be so aggressive. And we're not being aggressive, it's just the way we talk. But the Northern accent, for some very close-minded people, has such connotations that we are naturally assumed to be more angry or intimidating, because it's the picture that's been painted of us by the national media and social media over the years. I'm very proud of my accent. Yeah. I would love to see more young people actually embracing their accents. Yeah. I'm with you. I find a lot of young people now with a very strange American twang to the way they speak, and it really worries me. I mean, I plan to have children with my partner, and he's from the inner city and I'm from Derry, so God knows what those children are going to sound like. But I would so much rather that than have everyone have the same mid-Atlantic accent. Yeah. I love hearing people from Kerry and Cork on the radio, because it's so different from mine, and it's that type of Hiberno English that we all speak in different ways. And like, the notion that people don't like it is ridiculous. When you think of Blind Boy, who's one of the biggest podcasters in the world, and is a working class man with the thickest Limerick accent you could think of. So it's definitely a class issue. Yeah. It's not about the sound hitting your ear. It's what the person thinks that accent represents.
Yeah. And just when you mentioned, you're talking about podcasters, James Leonard Eve is with us as well from the Two Narries podcast. You're the north side of Cork, James. Like, you're over the years, you've probably experienced some of this as well.
Yeah. And a lot, most of the time, it's a compliment, or it's intended as a compliment, but it's full of classism. So people, if I'm speaking at a public event or I do a public talk or something like that, somebody might say afterwards, God, you're very articulate, aren't you? Fair play to you. But what I'm hearing is, based on your working class accent, I didn't expect you to string a sentence together.
They're so surprised.
Why wouldn't I be articulate? Yeah. Why wouldn't I be intelligent, you know?
But what I can't why do they feel the need to say that to you, James?
It's a lack of awareness. They don't realise what they're saying. So when they tell me that, they're telling me they're prejudice, you know what I mean? It's the bias they have against people of a certain class, you know?
Now, there's people getting in touch, I should say, as well, James, this afternoon, you know, to tell me that they're from what would be perceived as the kind of the upper class or the posh parts of Cork and Dublin, and that they too get the flip side of this commentary. The people make assumptions about them, about their background, about the perceived lifestyle that they probably had growing up as a child, based on how they speak. So I suppose the same can be said both sides, can't it?
Not the same, exactly, because the people with the more, let's say, middle class or posher accents, in the quotation marks, they don't have the class ceiling when it comes to employment or opportunities. So yeah, there's some bias or prejudice from people from working class communities when we look over at other communities, they go to speak very posh and look at the flash car and all that. But when we're going for job interviews, we have to work twice as hard to be accepted. Do you know what I mean? It's like when people hear your accent, they're surprised then when they hear of the achievements that you had.
It's very different. You kicked off, Sarah, this conversation today, and like, it's remarkable the number of people. I haven't even really got to the text this afternoon yet, you know, from people who've detailing their own experience and just making the point, fair play to you today for actually sharing all of this.
And you know, until I did actually say something, I just didn't know how much of a wider issue it was that it has affected so many people. But I have had loads of messages from people with a D4 accent saying that it's the same thing for them. And although they might be getting the same messages, it actually isn't the same thing, because of how they perceive the inner city accent to be. It's in such a derogatory manner. It's the fact that they don't think we can string a sentence together, that we are judged on how we grew up. And that's what's the most annoying about it all. It's, although it's a wider issue in the fact that, you know, all these people are living in the inner city areas now and they're happy to do so, for some reason they're not happy enough for us to keep our accents.
And that's why they feel the need, unfortunately, to share these kind of commentaries to you, Sarah. But listen, I want to thank you today for joining us in the programme. It's a fascinating conversation and there's loads more people getting in touch. And we are going to come back to this again after 1 o'clock. But for the moment, model Sarah Morrissey, singer Mary Byrne, solicitor and comedian Justine Halpin, editor Joe.ie, Aoife Moore and James Leonard, who's from the Two Narries podcast. Thanks a million to you all for sharing your experiences with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.